Father, in the name of Jesus, I just come into your presence right now. I thank you for what you're going to do here today. I know that you've led us in direction of prayer here today. And I feel like that you're doing that because that's where we need to go. And I just give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor for everything you're going to speak to us today. I ask you to have your way, and we'll give you all the praise and all the glory. In the name above all names, in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Praise God. You know, the first thing I had written down up here is that we live in troubled times right now. You know, we surely do. You know, if you see the stuff that's going on over in Ukraine, you know, we're just one mishap away from being into another world war, you know. But, you know, God's in control of all that, and we just need to trust him. But, you know, I also wanted to tell you that prayer changes things. And prayer doesn't always change things the way you want them to be changed, but it does change things. Sometimes it changes you. Sometimes it changes the situation. But prayer always changes something, you know. And, you know, his word never returns void. So anytime that you invoke his word, it's always going to hit the mark of whatever he wanted it to accomplish. And my first scripture up here is 1 Corinthians 1 through 3, but I'm only going to read you one, okay? I decided to only read one. And what it says here is it says, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." And you know, Paul wrote 1 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, Paul said this, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." Galatians 1, 2, and 3 says, "And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, our Lord Jesus Christ." Ephesians 1 and 2, and I'm going to read 2 to you. Paul said, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." You know, when you think about that, almost every book and every letter that Paul sent, he repeated that same prayer. Because that's really what he was doing. He was praying from them. He was speaking a word prophetically to them. He was saying, "Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ." And you know, we know that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and we know that wars and rumors of wars and all these things happen because of man's greed, because of their hatred, and a lot of different things provoke it, you know. But I just want you to know that that was Paul's constant prayer in all of the books of the Bible that he had anything to do with writing, usually. He wanted the grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Matthew 5:9 is part of the Beatitudes. And I like what it says in Matthew 5:9. It says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." And, you know, anytime that somebody's trying to create something other than peace, they're not acting like a child of God. And I just want you to realize that, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on out there in the world today in a lot of different situations to where people aren't trying to be peacemakers. They're trying to be irritators, aggravators, haters, a lot of other things. But I'm going to tell you what, I believe that because Paul prayed this so much in every one of his books, he was sending a message to us as we read it. That should be our prayer. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, in Ephesians 4:29 it says, no, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that you may minister grace unto the hearers. And you know, if we're not careful, sometimes we can find corrupt things coming out of our mouth, which aren't really putting the grace of God out there. You know, I'm going to tell you this little story. There was a pastor, he went to see a sick man. And when he entered the sick man's room, he sat down and he noticed that there was another chair on the opposite side of the bed, a chair which had also been drawn close. The pastor said, "Well, Donald, I see that I'm not your first visitor for the day." And the old man looked up and was puzzled for a moment. Then he recognized from a nod of the head that the pastor had noticed the empty chair. "Well, Pastor, I'll tell you about that chair. Many years ago, I found it quite difficult to pray. So one day, I shared the problem with my pastor, and he told me not to worry about kneeling or about placing myself in some pious posture. Instead, he said, just sit down, put a chair opposite you, and imagine Jesus sitting in it. And then talk with him." You know, that's what prayer is all about, just talking to God, you know. And said, "And just talk with him as you would a friend." The aged man then added, "I've been doing that ever since." A short time later, the daughter of the sick man called the pastor, and when he answered, she informed him that her father had died very suddenly. And she was quite shaken, for she had no idea death was so near. Then she continued, "I had just gone to lie down for about 2 hours, for he seemed to be sleeping so comfortably. Then I went back, he was dead." And then she added thoughtfully, "Except now his hand was on the empty chair. So he put his hand in Jesus' hand," you know. And you know, a lot of times we don't realize that God wants us to put our hand in his hand. And we can do that through prayer, and we can do that through forgiveness, through releasing people that have hurt us, and if we've hurt somebody, asking them to forgive us sometimes. Because that's the other part of it sometimes, you know. "Except now his hand was on the empty chair at the side of the bed. Isn't that strange?" The minister said. "No, it's not so strange. I understand." And you know what? She understood, because she knew that Jesus was supposed to be sitting in that chair. So he'd put his hand in Jesus' hand. D.L. Moody said one time, "I'd rather be able to pray than to be a great preacher. Jesus Christ never taught his disciples how to preach." He never did. But he did teach them how to pray. And I think sometimes we don't realize how powerful prayers are. And that's not just praying and asking God, give God your want list, you know. He's not Santa Claus, you know. But sometimes it's just getting before him and just telling him, "Lord, I just want to bask in your presence. I just want to know your will for my life, or your will for somebody else's life. Let me get out of the way and let you perform what you're going to perform." Because so many times we have a tendency that we kind of muck the whole thing up, you know, if we're not careful. You know, a powerful position for prayer. 3 months... 3 ministers were talking about prayer in general and the appropriate and effective position for prayer. And as they were talking, a telephone repairman was working on a telephone line in the background. One minister shared that he felt the key was in the hands. He always held his hands together and pointed them upward toward a form of symbolic worship. The second suggested that the real prayer was conducted on your knees. The third suggested that they were both wrong, and the only position worth its salt was to pray while stretching flat on your face. By this time, the telephone man who was working on the telephone lines couldn't stay out of the conversation any longer. He interjected, "I found that the most powerful prayer I ever made was while I was dangling upside down by my heels from the power pole, suddenly 40 feet above the ground." And you know what? That's when your prayers are true prayers. I like that. You know, that it's like the old saying that they say, there's no atheist in foxholes. And I'll tell you what, people begin to cry out to the Lord when things begin to happen. And a lot of times, that's what it really amounts out to, is crying out to Him and telling Him what's really going on. You know, I'm sure that there are many prayers in Ukraine right now. And we should be praying for that whole situation every day. I'll be honest with you, we really should. Because that's just a terrible, terrible situation. And you see them little babies being blowed up and all the things that are going on over there. It's just horrible. It's horrible. And, you know, you could look at that whole situation and you could say, you know, you could actually have a hate for the dictator over in Russia, but we're not supposed to hate anybody. Our scriptures tells us to do good unto them that despitefully use you. It also tells us that in doing so, we heap coals of fire upon their head. Well, the coals of fire are not to destroy them, but it's to burn up the wood and hay and stubble in their thought process. And right now, that man over there, he's got a lot of wood, hay, and stubble in his process. And it's all about ego and about a lot of different things. But you know what? We need to be in prayer for him. And, you know, I only have two other little portions of scripture here, and I'm going to ask y'all to do something. And I know you didn't know I was going to do this today, but I was going to ask y'all to come up here and we're going to pray. So this whole thing has been about prayer today, and that's the way God wanted it to be. And this is Proverbs 15:4, and it says, "The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life, but the deceitful tongue crushes the spirit." And you know, we need to be healers, not destroyers, you know. And in Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." So we have the power when we speak forth things to either speak forth life, and then guess what? We get to eat the fruit of what? Of life. Or we have the power to speak forth death. And when we speak forth death, guess what? We eat the fruit of death. And the fruit of death is not a very sweet tasting thing. It's a bitter thing, because we can speak death to people and we can speak harshly to people and mistreat people, or we can speak life. And I want us to be a people that speak life in situations, you know. And I believe that if you all will, I'm going to ask everybody to come up here and we're going to gather around and we're going to pray. And I hope you all ain't afraid to get together. I mean, you know, I don't think we're going to infect anybody or anything. Hopefully not. We'll just trust that the Lord will keep us all safe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like for you all to come up now. We're going to pray for this nation. You know, I was reading another thing where this, they asked this man, they said, actually, I think he prays over the Senate every day when they get together, I think. They asked him, they said, "Well, when you pray," he said, "do you pray over the senators?" He said, "No." He said, "I pray for the nation. Because I tell you what, the senators are all over the place with each other. They're fussing and fighting and everything else." He said he prays for the nation. Well, you know what? God can cause the nation to do what needs to be done, you know. And if you all don't mind, we'll hold hands. I mean, I'm not going to infect you, I promise. And let's just start off and let's just pray. And let's pray how you feel to pray. I'm going to start and then just go around the circle and just pray how you feel. And you know, I'm going to tell you, we need to pray for Vladimir Putin, that God would just move in his life and just do a mighty work there, you know, and not, you know, not, us not have hatred toward the man, because he's in a situation to where that's who he is right now. He is that person. But you know what? Just like God said for about Pharaoh, he said for this same cause, he rose Pharaoh up. You know, and we don't know what the whole purpose of this is. Maybe it's to get Christians praying again. I mean, you know, we had to have a 9/11, which got some congressmen and senators out on the Capitol steps praying. And let's hope we don't have to have that again, you know, in our country. But we need to pray that God would just do something mighty over there. I mean, you know, because it's just an awful situation right now. It's terrible. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just come into your presence right now. And I believe you inspired me today to want to pray. I'm going to pray for Vladimir Putin right now, Father. I'm going to pray that your Holy Spirit, you'd send a visitation to him, Father, and that, God, you'd just show him the love of God and just show him that wherever he's feeling right now, that's not of you, Lord. And I just ask you, Father, to just move in that whole situation. And I ask you that as we agree together, that your Holy Spirit would just do a work right there, Father. That, you know, we're not supposed to hate people, but we're supposed to love them. And Father, I ask you that the love of God would just overflow that man and that whole government over there, Father, that they would just realize. They said a lot of the Russian soldiers, they don't even know why they're there in that country. A lot of them are turning around and walking off, not even wanting to fight, because they know they're killing people that they shouldn't be killing and doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And Father, in just Jesus' name, I ask you right now, by your Holy Spirit, to just move in a special way over there, Lord, and just touch the lives over there and the people in our country, Father. I ask you to just move and touch the government. Let this government become your government, Father, not our government, but your government. And Father, just move upon this whole nation, Father. Let us get back to praying and just trusting in you and moving and flowing with you. And Father, we'll be most careful to give you the glory and the power. We thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for the prayers that went forth here earlier today, Father. And I ask you to just touch each one of those lives that was mentioned here. And there's many that we didn't mention, Father. And I just ask you to just move and flow and be glorified in our midst. Let there be an outpouring of the Holy Spirit on this nation and on all the whole world. That let the sons of God begin to rise up, Father, that creation can be set free into the glorious liberty of being the children of God. We give you the praise, we give you the glory, we give you the honor, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Just pray around the circle as you feel led. Pray whatever you feel. Pray. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Just touch the people over there that's resisting President Putin.
Yes, Lord.
There's a lot of them over there, Father, that don't want war at all. They just want to be peaceful.
That's right.
They even have families in Ukraine, Lord. We just bring them before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise you, Lord. Yes, with healing in your wings, Father. Yes, yes. Praise God. Yes.
We pray and come before you, Lord, and agree with you.
Praise God.
Move, O God, in the name of Jesus, in your body, in your people.
Praise your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Those are in need, Father.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Father, there's a lot of people in the United States that are contributing things to Ukraine people.
Yes,
Father, just bless them, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Just let them praise you, Father, for they can supply needs over there to people that are starving and are cold and hungry. Lord, just have your way, have your way.
Praise God. Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Father God, I just stand back and I look at this whole situation.
Yes.
A man who has been part of your church.
Yes.
And Father, I'm amazed.
Yes.
That all of the writings in the New Testament were written to the church before they were ever given to the public.
Yes.
To people who didn't know you.
Yes.
And it's clear to me that
yes.
your house has to be in order.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And each house
yes.
that we stand in, that we live in,
yes.
has to be in order.
Praise God.
You are a God of order.
Yes, you are.
So, Father, I stand back and look at this whole situation a lot of times.
Yes.
I stand back and just, I wonder if you're standing in heaven with your arms folded across your chest.
Yes.
Thinking, where are my people?
Mm-hmm. Praise you, Lord.
And you know, Father, not in any way, shape, or form.
Yes.
Do we give any man any credit?
No.
For any of the things, good or bad.
Yes.
That are going on in that area of
yes.
the world.
Yes.
But Father, you have laid your hand on this country.
Yes.
You've given us blessings beyond belief.
That's right.
To be a first world country.
Yes.
To be not second world, a third world.
Yes.
But a first world country.
Praise God.
None like us anywhere.
Right.
And I swear, Father, I stand back and
praise God.
I do worry about
praise
where
Lord.
Our country's headed.
Yes.
The things that we do
Jesus.
In the name of diplomacy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really within the scripture, the words
yes,
that you
Lord.
Have given us?
Mm-hmm.
And I shake my head sometimes and wonder, you know, wonder what gave them that idea.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, I stand back and I just ask you, you need to guide our thoughts.
Yes.
And guide our words.
Amen.
Yes.
You need to temper them.
Yes.
With the disciplines that come from
yes.
deciding we're going to be your people and
yes.
you are going to be
yes.
our Father God in heaven.
Amen.
Father, I don't know how to communicate that. There are so many things that are going to affect
yes, yes.
what happens over there.
Praise
we
God.
Know the evil one is involved.
Yes.
We see that clearly.
Yes.
And Father, in reality, none of us know the reason
yes.
why this guy Vladimir is doing what he's doing.
Yes.
None of us know the real reason. And I know that you're totally aware
yes.
of what the circumstances are
yes.
in that area of the world.
Praise God.
The only thing I can stand on is your word.
Yes.
And what your word says is, we win in the end.
Yes.
That's what your word says.
Praise God.
The evil one will be defeated.
Yes.
Father,
praise
I don't
God.
I don't know. You know, in my own understanding, how this whole thing's going to work out. I don't. And I pray for the leaders here that you reveal yourself to them.
Amen. Yes.
And guide their thoughts.
Yes.
Father.
Amen.
I don't believe for one instance you've taken your hand off this country.
No.
These people that
yes,
we call
Lord.
Fellow Americans.
Yes, Lord.
Father, just continue to bless us
yes,
with
Lord.
Our ability
yes,
to give and our ability to reach out to these people.
Yes.
And hopefully, Father, we can that people can come to some form of peace.
Praise God.
Because right now, we only see through these human eyes. And peace doesn't look possible.
Praise God.
It's a shame that we can't find a way to get the people together over there in your name.
Praise God.
And come to a decision of peace, Father.
Amen.
So we pray for peace.
Yes. Praise Lord, yes.
Father, we just ask these things
yes.
in your Son's name.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Lord, I pray for our country.
Yes.
Our
yes.
government.
Yes.
The world looks to us
yes.
as a leader.
Amen.
And I think our government is a terrible mess right now.
Praise God.
In the end days, people will cry, peace, peace, but there is no peace. And there will be no peace. But don't think I'm standing back with my arms folded. I am at work. I am deeply, deeply, deeply at work. I am at work in the hearts of men. I am at work in the hearts of children. I am at work in opening the eyes of people to the spiritual love that surrounds us. I want people to see their real identity. For I tell you, there is more at stake than there seems. There is more at stake than there seems. And I am the king. I am your God. I am the controller of all things. Like it or not, I am in control.
Praise
and I
the Lord.
Say unto you, like it, for I am your God. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Lord, we don't know what you're doing, but you sure do.
Yes,
Lord.
Amen.
If it looks dark and ugly, Lord Jesus, you got your hand in it.
Yes.
And we trust you to resolve the situation
yes.
in your time and in your way, Lord.
Amen.
We don't know what's going on. There's a lot of evil, but Lord, there's good too.
Yes.
And Lord, we ask that you bring the truth to light because you are the truth.
Yes.
And Father, we trust you in this situation. We ask that you put your hand on all the innocent, protect them. And Lord Jesus, reveal the hearts to the hearts of men. Your love and your plan. And Father, we just praise you.
Praise God.
Because we know that you're in control.
Amen.
I just ask that you break down the walls of division in this country.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
You know, amen.
There's a lot of division in this country right now.
Yes.
Lord, I just ask that you break down those walls. I ask that you unite the churches, Lord, in this country. And let the churches come out and show who you really are.
Praise God.
Lord, to the communities. Let your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, flow through the communities, through the churches. Let them come out and just show who you are, Lord, to break down the division in this country.
Yes,
to take
Lord,
all
yes.
the inner city crime and work on all these gangs and all this stuff that's going on in this country. Lord, you're in control of it, and I know that you can turn it all around.
Amen.
Lord, just break down the walls of division in the government
yes.
right now, because there's so much division in the government. Lord, there are people in our government who are godly people, you know, and I believe they're all godly people, but some of them are just in different states right now. Lord, break all down, that all down, because you can do that, Lord.
Thank you.
And Lord, just good. I give you all the praise and
praise
the glory.
God.
Lord, you're
praise God.
Praise
God.
Hallelujah. I just you out the whole world.
Yes.
You can break
praise
down
Lord.
The war in Ukraine.
Yes.
You can stop it tomorrow.
Yes.
You can break down all the refugee problems. You can do it all, Lord.
Praise God.
You know, but it has to come from you, Lord. It
yes.
can't come from us. But have the people cry out to you as they see who you really are.
Yes, Lord. Praise God.
Lord, isn't it funny? The situation. Everybody is praying for help. It's not the thing. They're all asking you to do it. Lord, do this for me. Oh, Lord, say this. Don't do this, Lord. Do this way. Show them who you are. Everything is, we just ask you for everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, fighting is us, that they don't know you. So instead of asking you to save us, why don't we ask you to help us save them?
Mm-hmm.
Let us pray for them.
That's right.
They don't know you. Who else is going to tell them but us? We're supposed to be the great helpers of the Lord, but we do nothing. We say, oh Lord, you do it. You take control. Well, he can. But he wants us to help him show the way. Stand up. We can't show people who you are unless we tell them who we are.
Mm-hmm.
I say, Lord, give us the strength to go on in your place and show them who we are through you.
Yes, Lord.
And maybe things will happen a little bit differently.
Praise God.
I ask all this in your name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Father, I pray a single eye, the eye be single. You said your word declares the body shall be full of light.
Yes.
I've heard a lot about darkness, but Father, we are the light of the world.
That's right.
Your word declares it. It's time that we declare it.
That's right.
It's not time that we feel it. It's time that we declare it.
Mm-hmm.
If our eyes were all single and full of light in every church that ever claimed Jesus, the world would be changed immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It might not know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to be expected. But Father, this is what you proclaimed. This is what you taught us.
Mm-hmm.
Pray that your eye be single.
Yes.
Because unless your eye be single, you won't be full of light. We tried to take the darkness out of other people. Lord, we need the light of the Lord to shine in us.
That's right.
To reveal us to us.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we won't say, well, I prayed this and it didn't happen. But Father, what you prayed happened exactly as you said.
Mm-hmm.
Father, we do pray for our enemies.
Yes.
We do.
Amen.
A lot of times, most of us don't know who our enemies are.
Amen.
But Father, we lift your name, Jesus, above all things.
Praise God. Yeah.
We still pray for singleness of eye.
Yes.
That Lord, that we will be full of light.
Yes.
That people would know when they walk past us, oh, did you feel that? What was that? Let them question where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone that you've ever created needs to know where they're at so they'll know where you're at.
Praise God.
You're alive and living within them.
That's right.
Or they wouldn't be alive.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, you be glorified among us.
Yes.
Teach us how to pray
and
stay. Pray and stay.
Mm-hmm.
We need to stand and stand and stand. And when having done all, still stand.
That's right.
Yes, Lord.
That's not a big secret with you. You're looking for people that have a desire, to have a vision of life.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned, we can't get a greater vision than Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You are the life.
Yes.
You flow among us and through us. You flow over, and there's no limit, no time, no destination that's beyond you.
Amen.
You're in everything.
Yes.
All things were made by him and for him.
Mm-hmm.
And without him was nothing made.
Mm-hmm.
When we pray, we need to remain in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
It said, pray without ceasing.
Yes.
People have a hard time with that. They act like, well, how's that possible? Don't tell me you tried it. Because you could be lying to yourself. But that is the truth.
Mm-hmm.
We need to know who lives among us.
Praise God.
And what the needs are among us. And supply those needs.
Yes.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, this is a really complicated situation. So much history, so many wars prior to this one. But it's only complicated because of man.
That's right.
It's not complicated makes me sad that war is normal to children. It should not. This is not something that needs to keep going.
That's right.
But I pray for your will, because there has to be a lesson or something we're supposed to learn from this whole situation.
That's right.
Whether it's in this country or in Europe, I pray that your will, whatever it be, happens with this. I pray for peace.
Amen.
Yes,
that's
Lord.
Where we're going.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
But
amen. Yes, Lord.
I pray for your will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise
amen.
God. Praise the Lord.
You know, the Lord said there would be wars.
Rumors of wars,
yes.
Yeah.
Of wars. I don't worry about rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Rumors don't come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Until people believe them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's where we need to speak life, like the that word I shared up there. You know, we have the power of life and death in our tongue. Scripture tells us that. And a lot of times we don't think we have the power, but we do. That's what the word declares. So we need to start speaking life into all situations, you know, and not speak death into it, you know. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. Well, thank you all. I appreciate it. I knew this was going to be different today, because the Lord was speaking to me this morning. I just knew we were going to get some prayer going on here. So, God bless you all. Yep.